There's a pasuk that we say that davening on Shabbos morning, and the chamadim mizav and we pause rav and musukim midvash the nofes tufim. The Rav Melech observes that the words of Torah and the chamadim mizav and pause rav, they are something. We're not quite sure how to translate that word mizav and pause rav, and they are sweeter than honey musukim midvash the nofes tufim. So I have a lot of things that I don't understand about this pasuk. I'm not quite sure what nechamadim means. I have a feeling that's related to an issur in the Torah called losachmod. It has the same shoresh. But those who may have learned at the beginning of Bava Tzia may know that losachmod is not a simple issur to be magda, to define properly. I'm not even quite sure what losachmod really means. Is it a part of gezeilah? Is it a separate issur? You pay money, you don't pay money, rotzon. There are a lot of sheets in the Mishnah. What is the Sachmud? You have to really be allowing them to violate the Sachmud properly. So, you know, the Pasuk Dalem is describing the Vritar Nechamadim. What does that mean? How do I go ahead and be Chomei the Vritar? What am I supposed to do, Lamaisa, to be Chomei the Vritar? And once I figure out how to be Chomei the Vritar, so I understand this Nechamadim, Zavi Paz Rav is even greater than Chemda I made half of gold. If it's already greater than gold, kal v'chomer, it must be much greater than honey. Because if you gave me a choice between a bar of gold and a jar of honey, I would opt for the bar of gold. You could buy an awful lot of honey for a bar of gold. And echamad mizav ipaz rav. So I think we should fall back on our first day of geometry. I know some of you may not want to go back in those days, but these are like the transitive properties. So A is greater than B, B is greater than C, A is greater than C. That's a portion of the svara, lamali kura. M.K., if Torah is already greater than Zav, we pause Rav, and it is obvious that gold is greater than honey, so Lamali Krav is simply bashing. So I think that this pasuk is telling us some important, profound messages about what our approach to Limud HaTorah, Divrei Torah in general, but particularly to Limud HaTorah should be. I think the messages that speak to each and every one of us at this stage in our life, at any stage of our life, throughout our entire life. Nechamad, chamud, is very much related to losachmod. Let's see if we could, leaving out all the lomdus, just really get a sense of what the Torah is telling us in the parasha, 10th of the Dibros, losachmod. There's a very famous question, a challenge that's posed by the Ibn Ezra about losachmod, that in a certain sense, it's unrealistic. The Kodesh Baruch will give us a mitzvah of how to feel. Don't be chayim, but I'm chayim. Don't be chayim, but I'm chayim. How am I supposed to control my chemda for something? I like the guy's car. He's got a nice house to me. I'll get him a nice house. I'm not going to steal it, but come on. How am I supposed to be chayim? How am I not supposed to be chayim? Ben Ezra gives a marshal. Just about every marshal in the world has a king in it. 50% of them have princesses in them, and the rest are, you know. So there's a king. It's time to marry off his princess. It's a shidduch crisis. It's a problem. He contacts my wife. We take care of it. We try to deal with it. And he's looking around the proper suitor, proper chosa for the princess. And it's free game. It's open for everybody. Whoever can impress the king the most, he's going to get the grand prize. So all the rich people in town, you know, they try to get their sons into shape, you know, for this wonderful shidduch. All the young men who are dressed elegantly, very fancy, very wealthy, they're all lining up. They're going to impress the king, marry the princess. There's this guy out there on a farm. Sometimes they call him a hillbilly, they call him a hick, they call him whatever they call him. He's a country bumpkin. He's a guy out there. The guy, come on, you know what I'm talking about. Like when you go up to the mountains, you know, the guy, you know what I mean. And he doesn't seem to be too excited about this grand opportunity to marry the princess. And people say, you know, why aren't you going to make a best impression? You know, why don't you go and join the game? He laughs. My Indian princess to me. She's not on my radar screen. It's not shayach. Those are like the words that kill Moshe Duch. It's not shayach. It's not possible. It's not even having me now. A person doesn't want what's not on their radar screen. If you don't think that you have a shaychus to something, you don't want it. Says Ibn Ezra, that's a lasachman. A lasachman means that a person has to create that mindset. The other guy's car, it's not in my ballpark. It's not on my radar screen. It's not within my realm of potential the other person's house. Lasachman is a very, very easy mitzvah. It's not a challenge every time I see something else of somebody else's. Whatever belongs to somebody else is not shaykh to me. What chemda means, we're chemed those things that we think we can attain. We're chemed those things that we think we have a chance at. We're chemed those things that speak to us, that are, that do register on our radar screen. Perhaps that's what David HaMelech had in mind. Nechemadim, Yizav, Mipazirav. You have to be chemed Torah. You have to view Torah not like the hillbilly who doesn't think about the princess. But you think you have a shot at it. It doesn't matter where you are in terms of your stage in learning. It doesn't matter how many blocks you may have learned. It doesn't matter how well you can read a Tosfos. But you have to feel that chemda for Torah. You have to feel that desire. It has to be something that speaks to you because it's something that's on your radar screen. It's shayach to you. It relates to you. That's what the Pasuk is screaming out. Nechamadim, you have to be chomed it. You have to really want it because you have to believe that you can get it. If you don't believe you can get it, then you won't want it. So different Torah have to be chabudim. And they compare it to Zohav, to Pazirav, to very precious gold. The gold is phenomenal. Zohav is unbelievable. We spoke a little bit of Shalom Vivit, Shal Shudas today, about some of the kochos of Avraham, covered by Mikneh B'Kesef Zohav. So gold is very powerful. Gold is very powerful as a means to an end. If you're on a desert island and there's nobody to trade that gold with, you can have all the gold in the world and it's completely worthless. Gold is only meaningful with what you could do with the gold. I could take that gold and trade it. Get myself a nice car. Buy myself a house. Get myself a nice vacation. I get a lot of fun things from that little bar of gold. But out of the context of other items, it's worthless as a rock. Divrei Torah, Dvar Hashem is compared to gold in the sense that it can help you attain many, many things in this world. A person is lomei Torah, he's ochlet bar harbor. It will help him gadol talmud shemeva l'day maisa. It'll help him be a more medachik in mitzvahs. And Torah, Talmud Torah will bring him closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And Talmud Torah will help him in the sack of his midas. And Talmud Torah, if learned properly, will enhance his b'ram l'chavero. And there are so many beautiful, wonderful, good, noble goals. I'm not talking about l'shlo l'shma. I'm talking about good things that we want to strive for, we want to attain. Talmud Torah has the ability to trade in. You can turn your Torah into such phenomenal things. In the Erev of Ruchnius. But now, Talmud Torah goes one step further. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have given us this great gift of gold of Talmud Torah, and it didn't have to be so much fun. It could have been pretty boring, and it's still, well, this is the key, this is how I become a Yirei Shemayim, and this is how I become a better person, and this is how I become David B'Hashem, so I'll do it anyway. If it was a bitter pill to swallow, I would also take it. If a person is sick, they need the pill, they take the medicine when you like, taste or not, tough luck. The doctor says this is what you have to take. So the Torah is a samachayim. It's a medicine of life. I have to take it whether I like the taste or not. The Chasda HaGodol put into Torah a phenomenal quality that wasn't really necessary. The phenomenal quality was it's sweet. It's yummy. It's delicious. It's as sweet as honey. So Talmud Torah has all the milas of gold and the yummy taste of honey. Honey tastes great, but it's not worth all that much. You can't really do all that much with a jar of honey. It costs a few dollars and that's it. So Torah has all those kochos to it and more. It's the chmadim Zohav. It's beloved as Zohav. Just as you realize that Zohav is on my radar screen, Torah is on my radar screen, and I love it. At the same time, Kadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon us a gift that's Mosuk. Each and every one of us is at stages, different stages in life. Most of you are at a similar stage. Some of us, some of the older members here, different stages. But these two, these messages hopefully speak to us no matter where we are in life. But particularly for most of you in this room who are almost at a crossroads in terms of continuing on, continuing mapping out a path as you continue to grow and mature as B'nai Torah. So you have to look very, very carefully at these messages. Baruch Hashem, this is not an official formal plug to come to yeshiva. I have Baruch Hashem many, many more qualified people than myself to make the formal plug. I can just tell you that if by some chance you listen to the people who are making the formal plugs, so then I can guarantee you, no doubt, you'll find a lot of Zohar, the good Zohar. Get a good parnasa someday, get the other Zohar also, thank you, good bracha also. But that you have to have other, the deans have to come to that, but that's not my department. But the Zohar of Torah, the Torah is there in the yeshiva to help you become B'nai Torah, to help you grow in your Avodas Hashem, be you closer to the Rebbeinu Shlom, make you into better people, misakin hamidos, perfect our Avodas Hashem, medaktik b'halacha, all of that is there. All of that is there and waiting for you. But there's more than that. It's not just all those qualities of gold that's waiting for you, but it's phenomenal. It's geschmack. It is so sweet. There's nothing like it. There's nothing like just sitting and learning the Beis Medrash. It's just a great place to be. It's a fun, yummy, delicious, sweet, full of honey. Masof Midbash. So, give everybody a bracha. Continue in your paths. Rebbe Kadosh Baruch Hu will guide you to a lifelong dream of Nechamana Mizav, Mipaz Rav. At the same time, that special extra bracha, the extra dosha of honey, Masukah Midvash. The life is different.